Welcome. Today we'll celebrate Passover and Good Friday together. I have a message for us, and then we will remember Jesus in communion together. So today is April 10th of 2020. I titled the message, One Died All Alone. I have a text from Matthew 27, verses 45 to 55. My outline ended up, one died all alone. Number one, Jesus left a monument. Number two, Jesus said goodbye to his friends. And number three, Jesus knew where he was going. One of the truths of COVID-19 is many people will die. I've seen graphs of 1.5 million people worldwide in this first year. One of the sad truths of COVID-19 is most people will die alone. No family members will be allowed at their bedside in the hospital. People in my age group, like me, that have a compromised immune system from chemotherapy and someone who experiences COPD are at high risk for a fatal outcome from the COVID-19 infection. When I was 19 years old, I was also in a high risk of death group in the United States Army. I had a great drill sergeant. His first speech went something like this. He told us, 7 out of 10 of you are going to be in Vietnam within 90 days from today. Of you 7 who go to Vietnam, 3 will die there. Of those 3, 2 of you will die all alone. Gentlemen, there are only the quick and the dead. My job is to train you to be one of the quick ones. I was determined to be quick to learn from this man. Today, I come to you to say that there's a 100% chance you will die. If you don't die from COVID-19, something else in this life will bring it to an end. My job is to train you to be one of the ones who will die well and don't go to hell. In God's grand drama, we step into a scene where Jesus is suspended between heaven and earth on a cross. It's almost sunset on Passover. The year is 0000. All time will be marked from this first minute. Every year before will be noted with a BC. Every year after this will be an AD. But we are at 0000. The Passover lamb is about to die. The death of Jesus is recorded for us in Matthew 27, verses 45 to 54. I'm going to read from the New International Reader's Version. From noon until 3 o'clock, the whole land was covered with darkness. About 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice. He said, my God, why have you deserted me? That's from Psalm 22, 1. Some of those standing there heard Jesus cry out. They said, he's crying out to Elijah. Right away, one of the soldiers ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine, vinegar, and put it on a stick. He offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him. After Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he died. At that moment, the temple curtain was torn in two, from the top to the bottom. The earth shook and rocks split. Tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They would come out of the tombs after Jesus was raised to life. And they went into the holy city. There they appeared to many people. The Roman commander and those guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that happened. They were terrified. They explained, "He was surely the Son of God." The end. So, my outline. One died alone. Point one, Jesus left a monument. I got to watch Meet the Press on Sunday for the first time. In my old normal, I was quite busy at that time on a Sunday morning. There, the TV backdrop had the Washington Monument in it. And when they went to commercial, they did a slideshow of the spring cherry trees in Washington, D.C. And then they finished with the Jefferson Monument. Did you know Jesus set up a monument before he died? Communion. Jesus set up a monument. We call it communion. In God's grand drama, we step into a scene where Jesus was about to demonstrate the meaning of Passover. If you read with me in Luke chapter 22, verses 19 to 20, I'll read from the New International Reader's Version. Then Jesus took unleavened bread, he gave thanks, he broke it, he handed it to them and said, "This is my body, given for you. Every time you eat it, do it in memory of me." In the same way, after the supper, he gave thanks. He took the cup. He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. It is poured out for you." The end. In God's grand drama, the Passover was the practice, or you might call it the dress rehearsal, for the event we call Good Friday. The annual practice of Passover had started in Egypt when God was in the process of setting his chosen people free from the bondage of slavery. God would use a series of 10 plagues to demonstrate his power. The result of each was the death of something or someone. COVID-19. Do you find yourself thinking of this event in our day in terms of the 10 events in Egypt? God dealing with people whose hearts were hard towards him? The angel of death was on his way to kill the firstborn of all the humans and animals in Egypt. God had provided a way of escape from this terrible event. Each family would kill a young lamb at sunset, roast the meat over a fire, and use some of the blood to mark their doorposts. The lamb's blood on the vertical and across the horizontal wood of the door would direct the angel to pass over that family's home. A on my outline. Jesus is the Passover lamb. Jesus is the Passover lamb. Jesus will die on the correct day, at the correct time, in the correct place, under the direction of the high priest. Jesus had tried to explain this to his disciples the night before as they were finishing up their Seder dinner. I'll use John 14:6 to try to do that. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The end. So B on my outline, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. My three blanks are way, truth, life. Jesus is the way back to a true relationship with God. The truth is, he is the only way to experience this relationship. Jesus' life is the life God has always wanted us to experience with the Father God. Jesus cried out in a loud voice and he died. At that moment, the temple curtain was torn in two from the top to the bottom. Ripped from the top to the bottom. The barrier between a holy God was removed. In that first moment, God was very busy. Jesus has opened a way to become righteous and to enter into a personal relationship with God. In the same moment, the earth shook, rocks split, tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. All these people had died looking forward in faith to this day when their Savior would die. Today, we look backward in faith to Jesus' death. In John 14, 26 and 27, the Bible says, "The Father will send a friend in my name to help you. The friend is the Holy Spirit. He will teach you all things. He will remind you of everything I have said to you. I leave my peace with you. I give my peace to you. I do not give to you as the world does. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." That's the end of John 14. See on my outline, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. So I underlined the word promises. Jesus will build the bridge for us to experience the love of his Father. The Father will then send the Holy Spirit to befriend us. Many Good Fridays have all been about Jesus. But I think today the truth is Good Friday is a family event. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father asked Jesus the Son to do this. The Son lovingly said yes and did it. And the Holy Spirit helped Jesus to do this. It's the greatest love story ever told. Can you see that? My second point on the outline is Jesus said goodbye to his friends. Jesus had a distinct advantage. He knew when he was going to die. We don't have that. So, we could do well to live like today is our day to die. Garth Brooks sings a song about, "If tomorrow never comes, would she know how much I love her?" We don't know if we have a tomorrow. So A on my outline, one could live today like it was their last day. One could live today as it was their last day. So I underline today and last. Tell people you love them today. Tell people you're proud of them today. Tell people you are thankful to have them in your life today. Forgive people who have offended you, and seek forgiveness from those you have offended. Does trying to live in a way that there is love, acceptance, and forgiveness seem like a good way of life? It does to me. God has always existed, and there is no time when the three of them were not. God has always existed in perfect harmony, and there was no time that they were not. B on my outline, did Jesus die alone? Did Jesus die alone? And I underline the word alone. It's clear that on that Friday afternoon, Jesus thought so. What do you think? I have had people that are much smarter than I am say, yes, he did die alone. I don't know if that's correct. I have heard people teach that are much smarter than I am that no, he didn't die alone. I don't know who is correct. I think this is true. If he did die alone, it was because of sin. And I think this is true. If he did die alone, it was because of Adam's sin. See on my outline, Jesus died to redeem his creation. Jesus died to redeem his creation. If Jesus died alone, I think it was so you and I do not have to die alone. So point number three on my outline, Jesus knew where he was going. Think about what Jesus said after dinner in John 14, verses 1, 2, and 3. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me." There are many rooms in my father's house. If that was not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. If I go and do that, I will come back and I will take you to be with me. Then you also will be where I am. The end. I outline. Do you know where you are going when you die? Do you know where you are going when you die? So I underlined where and when. The Bible says we can know, we can have assurance of our salvation and our eternal home. Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust in me also. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I will take you to be with me there. Be on my outline. When you stand before God, why should God let you in? Because Jesus knows you. When you stand before God, why should he let you in? It's because Jesus knows you. See on my outline. When one gets into heaven, it's by God's grace and Jesus' sacrifice. When one gets into heaven, it's by God's grace and Jesus' sacrifice. So I underline grace and sacrifice. Not by good works or by one's honest effort. In John 14:27, Jesus said, I leave my peace with you. I give my peace to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The end. Jesus left his peace so that we could experience peace, so that in times like we're in now and we're concerned about the COVID-19 and the possibility of it shortening our life, we can be at peace knowing Jesus. And knowing Jesus knows us. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let yourself be afraid. Now we come to remember Jesus in his memorial communion. I want you to take the unleavened bread that I brought to you, and in your own personal way, I want you to silently tell God thank you. Then I want you to eat it, remembering first who Jesus is, and second, what he did. So take the unleavened bread in your own personal way, thank him quietly. Then take the cup in your own personal way, tell God thank you. Then drink, remembering Jesus' blood shed for you. Pause then to contemplate how you are seeking God in this time in your life. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, how could it be that my God would welcome me into this mystery? Say, take this bread, take this wine. Now the sample made divine for any to receive. By your mercy we come to your table. By your grace you are making us faithful. Lord, we remember you, and remember leads us to worship, and as we worship you, our worship leads to communion. We respond to your invitation, we remember you. See his body, his blood. No.
Respond.